when you were gunner back there on whatever night it was, did you tell him not to return anything, fair catch everything, or was...
You know, it was a decision that we made, yeah, during the course of a game. You know, you got... He's our primary punt returner, and especially after he took the shot, so, yeah.
That's really the first time I can remember you guys doing that, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's a different situation, you know, calls for, you know, different strategy, so, yeah.
I mean, in that situation, I mean, what's your reaction? I mean, just do you consider it a one-off, or did you guys get anything out of that?
As far as?
Just the idea of, you know, getting the ball where you got the ball every time instead of.
Oh, no. It was more of, you know, a depth issue, making sure that, you know, we keep our primary punt returner and not taking a chance of him, you know, taking a shot.
You think that unit missed having Paris on it?
You know, it's always, you know, Paris is a hell of a football player, and we all know that. I mean, you watch him with the ball in his hands. You don't ever want to take a guy like that off the field, but that's, you know, that's what the situation called for, man. It's just something we had to do, so. But no, it's, you know, you never want to, you know, lose a guy with that kind of talent back there, for sure.
What happened on the punt return? Like, what do you want to see done differently there?
You just got to get out of the way, you know, and it's kind of hard. You know, you got to – high short punt, you know, Gunner did a good job of, you know, alerting guys and pointing, but I think it was just one of those deals where, you know, Bobby was, he was about to react, and as soon as he's about to react, the ball hit him, you know. So, I mean, it's, and you see guys kind of moving away from it, but you just hope they, you know, you can react quicker and maybe be a little bit more animated as a punt returner, just alerting the guys and letting them know.
What have you seen from Darnay this season as a gunner? Seems like he's really stepped up there.
Yeah, he has. Darnay has worked his tail off. Darnay is always one of the hardest working guys that we have. And, you know, it's starting to pay off for him. You know, he's, you know, you look at our tackle chart and it's Nick, Darnay, Cam, Carter, and I think all of them have like 7 tackles apiece. So all of those guys are doing a really good job, and Darnay in particular has really worked his tail off. And you know, and he's got a little momentum. He's, you know, you know, more plays you make, the more confidence you get. You go make more plays, and he made a heck of a play the other night. So he's getting better for sure.
Do you see that with guys that, you know, obviously when he first got here, Darnay had a heavy defensive workload. Mm-hmm. The idea, you know, and so when you put him on specials, you know, maybe his focus was split versus, you know, just focus on what you're doing on specials. Now that his defensive snaps have gone down, do you look at that and say, you know what, he's put more time into what he's done and kind of perfecting the craft on special teams?
That's part of it, definitely, because, you know, he stays after practice and he works on his angles to the ball. And, you know, as the guys are catching punts, he'll work on different things. But that happens, you know. You know, I can remember – you know, 15 years ago when Corey Webster, there was a stretch in there during the season where he was a healthy scratch for like 4 weeks. And then all of a sudden he started playing gunner, you know, on the punt team, made a couple of plays, and it all kind of translated back over to defense, and we ended up giving him like $20 million at the end of the year. So, I mean, it's just, that happens. You know, that's just part of guys' maturation process. And, you know, and everybody's different, you know, and Darnay's done a good job of being diligent and then taking advantage of the opportunities that he's got.
When they have I think they had a punt block for a touchdown last week. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you see that, do you look at it and say, well, Carolina missed this, or did they do something that impressed you?
They have a very impressive punt rush unit, and they've always had one, you know, as long as Rizzi's been there. And even being in that dome, you know, it gets loud and you know, they get geared up and they do a great job of rushing a punter. So, and they rush very, very hard. But no, I mean, it was obviously Carolina had a miscommunication there. You can see it, but not to discredit their punt rush unit by any means. They do a heck of a job. They play hard in the physical.
Is there a common thread in Rizzi's units that he's been doing in Miami?
They're very aggressive. Yeah, very aggressive. And Rizzi's always been that way. You know, from my time when I was with the Jets and he was at Miami, he's always been aggressive. So, you know, that's, we know that's what we're getting. And that's what we're preparing for.
As a coach, you've been here, you know, it's, you guys were 2-8 at one point. Has the last 3 weeks changed anything for you guys, or is it same old stuff?
You know, that's the ebbs and flows of the league. You know, you're not going to win them all. You're not going to lose them all. And it's just, you have to prepare each week to win the game. That's it. Like, and we've had, you know, we didn't make plays early in the year, and now we're starting to make more plays. And that's what happens when you make plays. You know, you start to win games. So I think the guys, their primary focus has just been 1 week at a time and focus on the opponent in front of us and just try and win one game. That's it. I think that's what we've done.